This recording, Poland 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo in the desert district of the Thriority. So she has a very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in the North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy ghost began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The ghost owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the ghost's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile, and on time the ghost began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed a bath the goose, she whipped her off a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Because most of the actually vocabulary in the dialect where I come from comes from German language, but some of them would be mixed, kind of like half, like the German accent with Polish word, or some of them would be just Polish pronunciation of German words. Hmm. Because Aschenbecher, that's how you would say in the dialect the ashtray, but in German it's Aschenbecher, so it's a little bit different, you know, like it's the same word, you would write it the same way, but you would just pronounce it with, you know, like Polish accent on German word. And that's basically how the dialect was kind of like, you know, like created over the years, that people will eventually use the German words in Polish pronunciation as well. And that happened as well because loads of Polish people were sent to kind of like German farms to work, and they were sent to the camps and they couldn't speak Polish. And some of them would be like, kids were sent to Germany to work on the farms for like when they were very, very young. So basically they would be kind of like, I don't know, in the fourth class of the secondary school, and they were sent over to Germany to work on the farms. And basically with their knowledge of the language, they've got very fast the influence of the other language. So that's why, for example, the dialect was created like that, because after a while what happened, they came back over to our country, but they didn't know full their mother language. So that's how basically, you know, like the whole mix of the German and the Polish would become, for example, on my part.